my hope is in the Lord. From this time on, evermore, oh, my hope is in the Lord forevermore. Yes, our hope is in the Lord from this time.
Subside, a living sacrifice. He is my source of life.
It's in the Lord from this time on.
In the Lord. Where else would you want it to be? Certainly not in the stock market. Certainly not in our leadership of our nation. Our hope is in the Lord. Aren't you glad about it tonight? Isn't God the greatest thing that ever got a hold of you? Do you love Him tonight with all your heart? Praise the Lord. What a privilege it is to be in the house of God. Turn around, shake somebody's hand, greet him in the name of the Lord. Tell him you're glad to see him in church on Wednesday night. Let's sing that chorus together one more time, brethren, if you will. Play it really hard this time.
Thank you.
that second verse one more time.
His tender mercies come with every rise.
Aren't you glad that they do?
To meet the sinner in his brokenness. He offers healing and forgiveness.
And those who trust in him will find their hearts at rest. Our hope,
my hope,
is in the Lord.
It's in the Lord.
From this time on,
from this time on,
and evermore. Our hope is in the Lord. Oh yes, our hope
is my hope.
Is in the Lord. This time on,
from this time on,
and evermore, my hope,
yes, my hope,
is in the Lord,
it's in the Lord,
forevermore. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. Amen. We've got a lot of requests tonight. I'm going to let you be seated for just a little bit while we look at those tonight. Sister Jennifer Harrison's in a unspoken prayer request. The Lord knows all about that need. We'll just commit it unto the Lord tonight. Sister Martha Ann Johnson says she wants to thank the Lord Jesus for his angels of protection watching over her on her 13-hour drive from Florida over Thanksgiving holiday. So she wants to praise the Lord for traveling mercy. We thank God for that, don't we? Amen. Brother Barry Coffey has asked this assembly to remember him in prayer. He's going to be leaving for Tanzania, Africa in the morning. And he said, if you would, just to remember him in prayer as he makes that journey to minister over there in that part of the world. So let's remember that. Brother Jackie Benton having surgery tomorrow. So we certainly want to pray for Brother Jackie that the Lord would be mindful of him. Brother Jim Maxwell sends this in to remember my oldest daughter, Kim Roberts, in prayer. She is facing possibly 12 hours of brain surgery tomorrow in Nashville, Tennessee, for removing of a benign tumor. So they're asking that we would remember that prayer request tonight. I want to pray for Brother Jeff Nunley in the intensive care unit. And the family has requested that the church would remember him in prayer. Very urgent need, so we just commit that unto the Lord. As we pray tonight, Brother Samuel Shuffler offers this testimony. He wants to thank all of you who through the years have been his friend and have never given up on him. And he wants to thank you for that. Brother Samuel, we love you, buddy. God bless you. I want to pray for Esther and Elizabeth, who are both sick tonight, need healing in their bodies. Please pray for the Kennedy family, several sick in body, also some in desperate need of healing. So we certainly want to pray for those needs tonight. Sister Michelle Swafford says to please pray for my dad, Gary Emanuel, that he can get rid of this cancer and that he will start feeling better. Also, an unspoken prayer request. We'll just commit those needs unto the Lord. Brother David Gadman from Alabama called to request prayer for Brother Homer and Sister Margie Longoria. Sister Margie is currently in the hospital with several health complications. Also, Brother Homer is scheduled for a health procedure on Thursday. So let's pray for those needs as we pray tonight that the Lord would just be mindful of that situation. I also want to pray for Sister Betty Jo Waller. She is admitted to the hospital today with an enlarged left ventricle that leads to the brain. Prayer that the doctors will be able to determine the cause and what would be the best way to correct it. So let's pray for that need tonight as we pray. Brother Richard from Africa sends in this prayer request for his sister-in-law, Tina. Very serious health issue, so we want to pray for her tonight. Also, Sister Ruth Louise Balash says pray for God's direction and leadership in a very dire situation that they're facing, so let's remember those needs tonight. Also want to pray for Sister Carol Reagan, flu-like symptoms. Let's remember her as we pray tonight. Also, Brother Stuart Green suffering from back pain, unable to be in this service tonight, so we want to remember him. And it's flu season, so we know that a lot of folks suffering from old flu bugs, so let's pray for those needs tonight as we pray all those that are traveling on the highways, that God would grant them traveling mercies. All the unspoken prayer requests, if you have a need tonight, how many of you know that God is bigger than all of our problems? Do you believe that with all your heart? Are you settled in that he really is bigger than whatever your problem is? You know, we look at our problems sometimes and they seem so gigantic, but to God they're nothing. They're absolutely nothing. I'm glad we're serving a God like that, aren't you? Somebody say praise the Lord. Let's stand to our feet tonight if you will. Brother Sam, would you come tonight, lead us to the Lord in prayer on behalf of these prayer requests. We just commit these things unto the Lord tonight. Appreciate you, buddy. God bless you, buddy.
I have one more prayer request too. I guess it seems small compared to everything here, but we've had to be out of church quite a bit. I have another house up in West Virginia, and we had to evict the tenants, and it's been a little bit of a trial. It's cost me quite a bit of money to get it back in shape. So we'll probably wrap that up in about 3 weeks. And just need you to remember us. We need to know what to do with the house. So if you don't see us, that's why. So we love y'all. Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight, and it's a real honor and a privilege to be here, Lord, with our church family. Lord, we love these people with all of our heart. Thank you that you set us among them, Lord, and you brought us this way. Thank you for salvation, Lord. It come to our house one day when we was going the wrong way, Lord. You turned us around. We've never been the same since. And we love you and we appreciate you for that, Lord. And we know it's almost over. We just want to be ready. We want our hearts to be right. We want our hands to be clean when we meet you, Father. And Lord, we thank you for the ministry that you let us sit under. Thank you for this church. Thank you for sending us a prophet. Thank you, Lord, so much. We love you tonight and ask you to have your way. Please bless these services, Lord. And bless, Father, these requests. Please help these people, Lord. They're dear to our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Oh, God bless you. Praise the Lord. Ushers, if you'd like to come at this time, we'll receive the evening offering. If you're a visitor here tonight with us in the service, we certainly want to take this opportunity to welcome you. Glad to have you. All those that are streaming the service, we pray it would be a great blessing to all those folks as well. Let's sing a song tonight. I believe it's more prominent right now than it's ever been. Redemption draweth nigh. Do you believe that? Do you believe our day of redemption draweth nigh? Somebody say praise the Lord. Let's give our Lord one more hand clap of praise tonight, if you will. Years of time have come and gone since I first heard it told how King Jesus would come again someday. But if back then it seemed so real, then I just can't help but feel how much closer His coming is today.
I know the word of
hand. And violence, it fills our land.
Still some people doubt he'll ever
come. Oh, that's right.
Again.
Oh, that's right. But I know this is true.
I know that the word of my God is true.
Yes, it is.
You believe that with all your heart tonight. Our redemption draweth nigh. The devil will squall, he'll holler, and he'll make you try to believe everything in this world negative about yourself. But I'm going to tell you something. If we'll keep a positive testimony, a positive attitude, I know it's not mind over matter, but I'm going to tell you something. We start talking the devil's talk, he'll have us in the mully grubs. We start doubting, he'll have us down in the ditch. We are more than overcomers. We are what the rapture is all about. You're the reason there's going to be a rapture. God foreordained and predestinated a group of people in this hour to live in Satan's Eden and walk through it with hands held high, claiming there's victory in Jesus. Are you glad about it tonight with all your heart? Give the Lord one more hand clap of praise tonight. You love Him with all your heart. Let's sing that little chorus. If you can't help me, don't try to stop me. Get out of my way. We're going on. We're going on. Somebody say, we're going on. Look at somebody and say, let's go on together. Amen. Well, if you can't help me, don't try to stop me. Move out of my way. Don't try to block me. I got a race to run. And I'm running by faith at the finish line. I'll see God's face. Oh, if you can't help me, please don't stop me. Move out of my way. Don't try to block me. I got a race to run. And I'm running by faith at the finish line. We're gonna see God's face. You can't help me. Please don't stop me. Move out of my way.
Don't try to block me.
I got a race to run. And I'm running by faith. At the finish line. I'm gonna see God's face.
I've been running for Jesus a long time. Running both night and day. I don't have time for your idle talk. Cause me to lose this race. If you can't help me,
please don't stop me. Get out of my way. Don't try to block me. I got a race to run. And I'm running by faith. At the finish line. I'm going to see God's face. Sing that verse one more time.
Been running for Jesus a long time.
running both night and day. I don't have time for idle talk. Might cause me to lose this race.
If you can't help me, please don't stop me. Move out of my way. Don't try to block me. I got a race to run, and I'm running by faith at the finish line. I'll see God's face one more time. You can't help me. Please don't stop me. Move out of my way.
Don't try to block me.
I got a race to run, and I'm running by faith at the finish line. I'll see God's face. I got a race to run, and I'm running by faith. Finish line, I'll see God's face.
Our God reigns, and then we're going to let you sit down. You're singing so good tonight. God bless your heart. I believe you've come to worship tonight. I believe you've come to get something out of this service tonight. Somebody say praise the Lord. Our God reigns. Our God reigns. Our God reigns. Our God reigns.
God reigns. We serve a living God. Not a God of wood. Not a God of stone. Not a God of somebody's imagination. Hallelujah. We serve a living God tonight. Who can do exceeding above all that we could ever hope for. There's not a situation. There's not a family situation. There's not a sickness. There's not a disease. There's nothing in this building tonight that's greater than our God. Every devil, every demon, every knee will bow. Hallelujah. At the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. He breaks every chain. Sets the captive free. Binds up the brokenhearted. Gives strength to our bones. Amen. Hallelujah. It'll make a black man shout. It'll make a white man shout. It'll make a Puerto Rican shout. Come on, somebody. Amen. He's real. Amen. I told somebody not long ago when I was young, I used to look at a lot of movies, you know, Indian movies and cowboy movies and war movies. And in those times, and I've seen black people get on fire, and I've seen Indians get on fire, and I've seen cowboys get on fire, and Japanese get on fire, and Chinese, and Vietnamese. But one thing I found out, that when they all got on fire, guess what? They, everyone acted the same way. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm glad we're on fire tonight. Praise God. If you have your Bible, turn with us to the book of St. Mark tonight. We want to read from St. Mark chapter 5, starting at verse 21. Thank you, buddy. Certainly good to be here. It's always good to be home. Amen. Hallelujah. So we want to read tonight from Mark chapter 5, starting at verse 21. And the Lord put this on our heart tonight. I believe it's very fitting for just to hear the needs of the prayer request and how long it was. But I want tonight to look on this thought of healing. Amen. I want to speak to you for a few minutes tonight on there's a healer on the way. Amen. Now, while you're turning, I want to read this quote to set this for what we want to look at. If the Lord will help us just for a few minutes. And I'll preach as fast as I can. You amen fast and we'll get done. Amen. But listen to this quote now. You say, I'm old, Brother Branham. Is healing for me? Yes. Amen. It's whosoever will, let him come. You say, I belong to the Methodist. I don't care where you belong. I don't care where you belong. Healing is for you if you believe it. Healing is for you if you believe it. Healing is for you if you believe it. Do you believe it? Then it's for you. Well, I don't know. He just told you. Amen. Now let's read Mark chapter 5 verse 21. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet. And he besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with them, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, he turned him about in the press, and he said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him, and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague. And while he yet spake, there came from the rulers of synagogue's house certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master anymore? Or why troublest the master any further? And as soon as Jesus heard the words that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. Let's bow our heads. Almighty God, thou art God, and beside thee there is none other. And Lord, you reign in the hearts of your people tonight. And we worship you, Father, and bow down before you, Lord, knowing that you are our God and our shepherd and our healer, our bridegroom, our physician, our friend, our shield and our buckler. You're our all in all, Lord. And Father, there are many needs here tonight, Lord. Some more urgent than others, yet, Lord, all important. And Father, I pray tonight, may there come into the building a charge of faith, Lord, that we can rise up and receive that which you've already done for us. Lord, as we've said many times, there's many great needs here, but there's not a need greater than you. So Lord, we just yield ourselves to you tonight. May you come, Lord, and move through your children, dear God. For it's written in thy word, they shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. And Lord, you see each home, each life, Lord, and those in the hospital, Lord. Brother Jackie with an operation, Lord. Brother Jim Babb with pneumonia in his lung, Lord. And Sister Betty Waller, Lord. And just the few names that come to our minds, Lord. Oh, God, may your spirit go where they're at, Lord. Brother Sam Clark tonight, Lord, home with his back. Oh, God, may you move upon him, Lord, and touch our brother that he may be well. Lord, these other requests, God, this weapon of prayer, it may not look like much to the world, but it is a deadly weapon when it's held in the fingers of faith. So, Lord, tonight, Father, we drive it home to the mark of the enemy and rebuke Satan tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Come, Lord, and move among your people. We surrender ourselves to you in the name of Jesus Christ. And the bride says, amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated this evening. Hallelujah. Be not afraid, only believe. You know, I can see her in my mind. This little lady, that she had had this blood issue for 12 long years. And she had sold her farm, the prophet said, and she had spent all her money. And when she had spent all of her money, then the doctors told her that they couldn't help her. Wouldn't it have been nice if they would have told her that at the first? But after they got all her money, and the doctors couldn't do her no good, they had told her that this blood issue was not going to be cured. And she constantly got worse and worse. And the blood wouldn't stop constantly. On and on it went. And she got deeper and deeper in depression. Anyone's ever been in a long-term illness of an injury or a sickness or something, it just wears on you day in and day out trying to deal with it. I remember with Jessica, 68 days in a hospital, day in and day out. I got so tired in that hospital, I thought I would die. Her hope was running out. She was in the deepest of despair. Everything was just caving in on her. But little did she know that she was on the verge of a great miracle. For the healer was fixing to pass by. My brother, my sister, this may be your darkest hour right now. But Jesus always comes along at the darkest hour. Brother Brennan said, when I think of it, it's the darkest hour of the woman with the blood issue had ever seen. She spent all of her money. Then Jesus come along. It was the darkest hour that Jairus had ever seen. His little daughter lay dead. Then Jesus came along. It was the darkest hour that Peter and the apostles ever seen on the sea. It looked like they were going down. But in that dark hour, Jesus came along. You say, oh, Brother Darrell, that's fine, that's wonderful. But you've got to understand, this is my darkest hour. This is my darkest time. Then if I were you, I would be getting ready for my visitation. Amen. If you don't hear anything else tonight, listen to this. Every miracle starts with a problem. People want healings and people want miracles and people want signs and wonders. But you've got to have problems first. But remember, you say, Brother Dow, I've really got a problem. Then you are a candidate for a miracle. Because that's always when Jesus shows up the greatest. And one day while she was sitting there knitting up on the hill, up there from where she lived, she was crying. Everything was crashing in on her. All hope of being healed was gone. And while she was sitting there, perhaps in the sun setting and just thinking of her problems, she looked down into the valley and she saw a boat come in. And everybody began to run. Hosanna to the prophet. Hosanna, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. And people begin running. And someone come running by her house. And they said, the healer's coming. The healer's coming. Amen. The healer. The healer. Something inside of her began to move. Because faith cometh by hearing. Oh, the pulsating of the word. When the Spirit of God moves upon the believer, whatever the scripture says, that believer will amen it. The healer. The healer. Something began to churn inside of her. She said, I'll go down and I'll get a look at him. And when she walked down there and she first got sight of the Word of God manifested in flesh. Amen. When she first got sight of the Word of God manifested in the flesh, there was something about His talk. There was something about the way He looked, the way He carried Himself, and she knew that was Him. Amen. She didn't see no angels all around Him. She didn't see him with his feet that high off the ground and a great halo above his head. When she looked, do not miss this. When she looked, she only saw a humble man. Do not miss that. She saw just a humble man. Oh God, help us tonight, Lord. Help us that we can recognize him in whatever form he appears in. Quickly, that little seed sprung to life. What did she see? She saw the Messiah. She saw the Messiah in a man. She saw the promised word for her hour. Made manifest. But it moved her. What does it do for you? What do we see? When we look today, what do we see? Do we see the word promised for the hour manifested? For I want you to understand tonight, whatever you see will determine what you get. The Roman soldiers saw a rebel. They saw a threat. They touched him. They handled him. They touched his face. They touched his arms. But they felt nothing. But this poor woman, she saw the Messiah. When she looked, she saw the Messiah. And she just touched his clothes. She never even touched his body. She never even touched his flesh. She just touched his clothes. And was healed. Yes, sir. The doctors couldn't help her. They done told her they couldn't help her. Her family couldn't help her. But she looked at him. And when she looked at him, she knew, Brother Charlie, he could help her. He could help her. He could help me. He could help me. When she saw that, she knew, this man, nobody else can help me, but he can help me. Let me say tonight, he can help you. He can help you. Whatever you're battling tonight, whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're going through with, whatever condemnation you face because you stepped on it or you messed up, whatever you're battling in your mind tonight, whatever besetting sin you're battling tonight, whatever's going on in your family, whatever's going on in your life. He can even help you with that arrogance. Come on, friends. He can help us tonight. I want you to understand, whatever you're dealing with, he can help you tonight. He wants to help you. He wants to help you. I didn't get too many amens out of that. Maybe you don't believe that. If I can read a quote, will you believe it? You don't have to believe it because I said, but if I read it for the prophet, will you believe it? God wants to help you. Remember, I said, if you could only see the love of God, that God condescended down to man. What is it? It's God unfolding himself down to man. And the reason he's doing that is so that he can get down and live among men. Isn't he lovely? He done that so he could get down and live among us. He's done that, the prophet said. He's done that so he can help you tonight. And here he said, me, a sinner, like you, saved by grace. But God has unfolded himself down into a mortal being that he could take through one to help another. He done it, Brother Horn, so he could condescend down, so he could get into one and help another. I want you to understand that tonight. I'm going a little bit slow tonight, huh? But I want you to understand that. So it was his desire was to condescend down that he could man himself. That he could man himself and become one of us. That he could get into us to help one another. That he could take through one. He could use one to help another. Oh, if you can only realize tonight how important it is when you come to service, just how much you can help the preacher. Because that's what it's all about. It's helping one another. It's not some contest who can preach the best. Not interested in all that. It's trying to get to the place that God can move and help us. Because it's obvious. You heard the prayer request. We need help. God wants to help us. God wants to help us. If you can believe that tonight, then you'll leave this building different. Now, how many sick tonight? How many sick tonight and believe God can heal you? How many sick tonight and believe God can heal you enough that you'll stand up in your seat right now and say, I believe God can heal me tonight? Is there anybody here like that? There's one, there's one, there's one. Do you believe that? So you care enough. You care enough to be healed. To take the chance to be embarrassed by standing up in front of all these people. Some of you had to move your kids off your lap. Some of you had to uncross your legs. Some of you had to wake up. But we stood up. We stood up. You can be seated. But we stood up. Because we care. We want to be healed. There's a desire in you. You stood up tonight because there's a desire in you that wants to be healed. Now listen to this quote. This is why I had you stand up. You show how much you wanted to be healed tonight. You showed us how much you wanted to be healed. Now here's God's thinking on it. He wants to heal you tonight. God wants to heal you tonight 1,000 times more than you want to be healed. Hallelujah. Not 10 times more. Not 100 times more. But 1,000 times more. God 1,000 times more wants to heal us. The only one that could help her was passing by her. The healer is coming by. He's passing by. Jairus had run up to Jesus. He fell down and worshipped him. He come in the right attitude. He fell down and he worshipped. He said, Master, please. My baby's dying, please. It's my only little girl. It's the only one I got. She's dying. Would you please come and help her? She's my only little girl. And the Bible says Jesus began to go. Because remember, Brother Branham said, he keeps all his appointments. If you ask him to come, he will come. So the healer begins to go. He begins to move out with Jairus. And this woman with the blood issue, she says, oh, he's passing by. At that very moment, the gears of faith begin to turn. If I could but touch him. If I could but touch him. By this time, his back was done to her. He had done passed by. When she saw him, he was coming. She was looking in his face. But while this was transacted, while this was going in her mind, Jesus had begun to move. And now he had moved by her. He was already passing by. Now she couldn't see his face. She could only see the back of his back. She could only see his garment. He was passing on. He was moving with Jairus. And she said, this is the moment of time. It's passed me by. My window of opportunity is beginning to close. He's passing by. If I could just attract him, if I could just get his attention some way, if I could only touch him in some manner. She said, I've got to move. I've got to move. I've got to do something. Brother, we've sat here long enough. We've got to move. We've sat around and we've accepted our sickness. We've accepted our besetting sins. We've accepted our problems. But I'm telling you, it's time to move. Why sit we here till we die? Why would we do that? The healer is passing by. I've got to move. I've got to move. I can't quit those cigarettes. You've got to move. I can't overcome this habit. It's bigger than me. You've got to move. It's moving time. He's passing by. This is our day of visitation. Wesley had his day. Luther had his day. But whose day is it now? Whose day is it? You can wait till the millennium? You won't need it in the millennium. I don't need it in the living. I'll have a good back. I'll have a good back in the millennium. 5 weeks. 5 weeks I have suffered with sciatic nerve. I can't even sleep at night. 5 weeks the pain never lets up. I don't need healing over there. I need it here. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about, friends. We need it now and it's here. It's promised to us. It's already purchased for us. Let our faith get up. Oh God, let my faith get up tonight. He's passing by. He's passing by. He was going. She just reached out through the crowd. Touched his garment. There were so many people there. She was desperate. She just reached probably pleading between her legs. Just and when she touched him. When she touched him. He stopped. If this woman was able to touch Jesus, Who was this woman? She wasn't the mayor's daughter. She wasn't the richest woman. We don't even know who she was. Her name's not even given. The Bible don't even tell us her name. I think it's done that way so we can put our name there. Amen. I believe her name's not given so that we can put our name there. Oh, hallelujah. Ruth reached out and touched Jesus. Then Jesus stopped. Jim reached out and touched Jesus. Then Jesus stopped. She's the type of anyone. She's the type of anybody here tonight. That'll reach out and touch him. If this woman was able to stop Jesus, then so are we tonight. Do you believe that? Because you see, she was just like us. She was just like us. If she stopped Jesus, if she stopped him, then so can we. It don't say she was old. It don't say she's young. She had it 12 years, but don't give her age. You know why? Because young people can stop him. Sometimes young people can stop him better than old people. Because we get to where we think we know it all. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. This woman was able to stop Jesus. Then we can stop him. Because you see, it wasn't her pity. It wasn't her sad face. It wasn't her money. It wasn't her popularity. None of that stopped Jesus. But what stopped him? It was her faith. If her faith can stop him, then your faith can stop him. She slipped through the crowd. She just slipped through the crowd. As soon as she touched his garment. But Jerry, just as soon as she touched him, Jesus stopped. Jesus stopped. And he said, "Who touched me?" Now remember, it wasn't her finger, no sir, because that Palestinian garment, it's so loose, it hangs so loose, he never felt her physical touch. Peter said, "Lord, well, you're embarrassing us. Everybody's touching you. And yet you say, who's touching you? But this is different. This is different. I perceive I've gotten weak." The healer had come by. Her money was gone. Everything was gone. But in that dark hour, when the blood issue wouldn't stop, and the doctors couldn't stop it, herbs couldn't stop it, essential oils couldn't stop it, mind over matter couldn't stop it, nothing could stop it. But when, oh God, but when Jesus stopped, the blood stopped. The plague stopped. When Jesus stopped, if we can just get him to stand still tonight, it's all over. Just one look from him. Just one nod from him. Just one word. That's all we need. Maybe you feel hopeless. Maybe you feel like everything's over for you. Your marriage is over. Your job is over. Your nerves are over. Your relationship's over. That rebellious child, that besetting sin. Maybe you feel like, I'm never going to get over this thing. I'm never going to be any better. But I'm here to tell you tonight, be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. There's a healer coming to you tonight. There's a healer coming to you. That's when he comes, is in your darkest hour. That's when Jesus does his best work. That same lamb is provided tonight for every person here. Every person, everywhere. He's passing by. Let your faith stop him. Your heart cry, "Oh Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." This is the last night of the meeting, the prophet said. Have mercy on me. He will stop. And do the same thing here. And do the same thing here as he did then. For he's God's provided lamb for everything you have need of. Arthritis, he's the lamb. High blood pressure, he's the lamb. Low blood pressure, he's the lamb. No blood pressure, he's still the lamb. Sugar diabetes, he's the lamb. Cancer, he's the lamb. Hallelujah. He's the lamb tonight. It's God's providing help for everything we have need of. And what did he do? He looked around till he found her. And he said to her, "Thy blood has stopped. Your blood issue has stopped." He stopped and he called her, Brother Tim. What did he call her? He called her back to health. Don't you see what he's coming here tonight for? He has come here tonight in this meeting to call you back to health. Amen. To call you back to fellowship. Maybe you've messed up. Maybe you've done something that you feel so guilty about. You feel like God don't love you no more. Or God don't care for you no more. Or that you've so messed up that God, let me tell you, no, that's just the devil lying to you. You can never get it low, but what he can reach lower for you. Amen. Her back to health. He turned to go to Jairus' house. Now, how you think Jairus felt? This is going to be good. He just saw him heal that woman. He just saw him heal that woman of a blood issue for 12 years. And now he was going to his house. What do you reckon is going to happen when he gets there? Oh, he was so happy. He probably so happy he went to Happy Valley because he's so happy. He was so happy. Jesus is going to my house. But you see, he didn't know while he was looking for Jesus, his daughter had died. And he didn't know that. He just thought she was sick. So here he was, oh my, this is going to be so good. And just as they start to go to his house, here comes the runners. And they say to him, "Trouble the master no more. Your daughter is dead." Yes. He went from a 10 to a 0. He was so excited.
Think about it.
He went from a 10 to a 0. He must have had a look on his face because the Bible says Jesus looked on him. And he must have saw that he wasn't too happy anymore. Trouble the master no more. She's dead. Can you imagine how he felt? He'd seen this little girl in trouble. He saw that she was at the point of death. He grabbed his coat. He grabbed his hand. "I've got to find Jesus." And finally, he gets to him. He finds him. And he just asks Jesus to come. And Jesus is headed with him. And here comes the mourners. Here comes the news. "You're too late. She's dead." But Jesus must have perceived how he felt. For Jesus just touched him on the shoulder and said, "Only believe." Why? Why only believe? Because the healer was coming to Jairus' house. And when the healer comes to Jairus' house, when the healer came in, death had to go out. He's in the house. Death has to flee. The little girl lying there. People all were weeping. They just laughed at Jesus when he said, "She's only sleeping." And as he took her by the hand, she began to live again. Some began to praise the Lord. Some began to say, "He's in the house." Hallelujah! He's in the house! Death has to flee. Now there is life where darkness used to be. Now there is hope. There's no more doubt. Praise His name! Praise His name! He's in the house! Oh, church, be of good cheer tonight. Keep looking through the unseen. Just keep believing. Is he pulsating to you? That little pulsating in your heart. He's in the house tonight. The healer is coming by. Think of the maniac of Gadara. He lived among the tombs. He cut himself. Let me tell you something. You're slipping in the bathroom, cutting yourself, there's hope for you tonight. You don't have to live like that. You don't have to carry that secret around. You can be healed of that. I was in a meeting one time down in Missouri. I said, you take a razor blade and you cut yourself and you say it's a sickness. I said, it's nothing but a demon. And this girl jumped up, screamed, and ran out of the church. They chased her down the street and caught her. And on the way to church that night, she had took a razor blade and cut herself in the car and said, it's a sickness. I've got a sickness. And the Lord spoke right to that girl in that service. You know why? Because God's not afraid of cutters. God can take care of that. He can take care of that tonight. Come on, somebody, help me preach. Don't let the devil rob your faith tonight. Do not let him rob you. You know I'm telling you the truth. I'm not telling you nothing strange. Don't pull back. You know the healer is here. He cut himself. You see, he didn't want to be that way. Something was in him that was wanting to be well. And if there's something in you tonight that wants to be well, that's the evidence that there's a well body for you. For there is a deep that calls unto the deep. He had 1,000 demons on him. 1,000 demons. He was tormented day and night. He would tear his clothes off. But he wanted to be well. Living in the tombs, it seemed hopeless. He had lost everything, the prophet said. He lost his family. He lost his job. He lost everything he had. But if he only knew that the next morning, there was a healer coming to him. The healer was coming to him. For the sake of one maniac wanting to be well, Jesus came. He went over to Gadara to help a maniac over there that was bound in the tombs. He crossed over a stormy sea to help one man. One man in trouble. Because one soul, listen to this quote, because one soul was called. See, we don't need this whole church. We don't need the whole church. We just need one person, brother. Just one young person. Brother Greg, just one. Just one person will bring Jesus on the scene tonight. He don't have to be the pastor. He don't have to be the prophet. He don't have to be the evangelist. He can be the housewife. It can be a young person. Come on, somebody. It can be a young boy. It can be just someone with a sincere heart. One soul was calling for him. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And tonight in this building, he will come tonight for the sake of one. All the way from glory with his power to make one soul well. To help one person. There's a healer tonight. There's a healer coming to you. And you say, by the grace of God, by the grace of Almighty God, I will be that one. Healer coming to you. It seems to be in the Christian church today that the greatest hindrance that the Christian church has is fear. Just a try at it attitude. Well, I'll try and see. Well, I'll go and see. Well, Brother Donnie ain't there, but I'll go and see. I'll go see if it works. Wrong attitude. Christianity is not a try at it. It's a no-so. Christianity is a no-so. It's something that's real. It's realer than this shirt I have on. It's more real than this pulpit. For we look not to the things which are seen, but we look to the unseen. Jesus always said, fear not, don't fear, Don't fear. Don't do that. If you do, then God can't work for you. If you fear that aneurysm, if you fear that cancer, if you fear that arthritis, if you fear that sugar, He cannot help you. If you fear you're going to lose your husband, fear you're going to lose your wife, a fear one of your kids are going to get killed, He can't help you. That's right. Have faith in God. I believe that's what Jesus said. Have faith in God. Look at blind Bartimaeus. He made his living as a beggar. He wore the beggar's robe that identified him as a beggar. And he sat out there in Jericho because he would go through Jericho to go to Jerusalem. It was a heavy traveled route. And he would sit out there and he had two little turtle doves that would do tricks. And he had a little pan out there and he tied it to his waist so somebody couldn't steal it. And the little turtle doves would do tricks and they'd throw coins into the pan. And that's how the beggar made his living. That's how blind Bartimaeus made his living. And he had a wife and he had a daughter. But he never saw her. He never saw them. He didn't know what they looked like. He'd been blind all of his life. And his daughter gave him such comfort. You know, children are when they're so happy and they just bubble, you know, and just come through the house and it's like fresh flowers. So she brought him a lot of comfort. She brought him great joy. But one day she got sick. It was pretty bad, the doctor said. Maybe tuberculosis. And the story goes that blind Bartimaeus felt his way through the house. And he went outside. And he lifted up to heaven. He said, my little girl's sick. They say she may not live. Please don't take my little girl. She brings me such comfort.
Sure. Amen.
Said, if you'll let her get well, I'll give you my turtle doves.
Amen.
And the little girl got well. And blind Bartimaeus kept his word. He took the turtle doves down and sacrificed them. Wasn't long after that, his wife got sick. And you know the story. He had a lamb, a CNI animal, that helped him get out to where he begged every day. And the story goes that he slipped through the house once again and went outside. He said, Father, my wife's really sick. More than I can do anything to help her. He said, I need her. I'm blind. I need her. Please don't take my wife from me. If you'll let her get well, I'll give you my lamb. And she got well. So blind Bartimaeus took the lamb down to the temple. He ran into the priest. He said, where goest thou, blind Bartimaeus? He said, I'm coming to the temple to sacrifice my lamb. He said, oh, blind Bartimaeus, you can't do that. You need that lamb here. Let me give you some money. You go buy you a lamb. He said, I never promised God a lamb. I promised God this lamb. And if I give God this lamb, He'll provide a lamb. He'll provide a lamb. Sitting there on the rocks that came out of the walls of Jericho, sunning himself, he begins to hear a commotion. If you're the Messiah, let's see you raise the dead. We got a graveyard up here full of them. And everybody was screaming and hollering. You see, wherever Jesus is at, there's always a lot of noise. Some were hollering Hosanna to the prophet. Others hollering this. It's just such a confusion. And blind Bartimaeus begin to yell, what's going on? What's all the commotion? Would someone help me? Would someone tell me? And someone come by. The prophet said, a young girl, perhaps a Christian that was following Jesus. She said, sir, it's the Messiah. He's passing by, the healer. The old man thought, that's him. That's him. I'm in the wrong place. He's down there. I'm sitting in the wrong place. And he got to screaming. He thought if he's the Word, he's God. He's got to be God. Oh, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. In this hour of distress, he cried out, have mercy on me. Brother Brandon said, if you'll mark from here where Jericho was, where he was sitting, from the place where he was sitting to where they believed Jesus was standing, it was 150 yards from where Jesus was. That's more. That covers everybody in this building. That covers everybody in the fellowship hall. We're well within range. He was 150 yards from Jesus. He began to scream. He began to cry out. Have mercy. I'm blind. Help me. Help me. Thousands of people were rushing around Jesus. There's no way he could have heard that man's cry. 150 yards away. Thousands of people screaming. He'd never heard his voice. But he felt it. He stopped. Jesus stopped. He'd never heard his voice. He felt it. He felt it. He was sitting there. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. He had his beggar's garment. He had it wrapped around his shoulders, perhaps. Some way to identify him as a beggar. And he's sitting there. Have mercy! I'm blind, help me! Jesus, have mercy on me! And they said, the master stopped. He stopped. He calls for you. Be a good... He wants to see you. And the Bible says he got up and threw off his beggar's garment. You know why? Because he figured, I'll never have to beg again. I'll never ever again be identified as a blind beggar. He took the beggar's robe and he threw it off of him. You know what I'd do if I was you tonight? I'd take off that arthritis robe. I'd take off that sugar diabetes robe. I'd come on somebody. I'd take it off tonight. I'd throw it down. I would get up and I would walk out of here well. Amen. He discarded it. He discarded the beggar's robe, never to be identified again as a blind beggar. Oh, I like that old bluegrass song. Two coats. Remember that song? I was thinking about that. I thought about that song. What two coats were before me, an old and a new. I asked my sweet master, oh, what should I do? Amen. The old coat was ugly, so tattered and torn. The other a new one that never been worn. I tell you the best thing I ever did do. I took off my old coat, put on the new. Oh, I hope you don't mind. This is the only chance I ever get to sing. I wrote me a little verse to that. I carried this old coat. It said I was blind. Then Jesus came and gave me this new coat of mine. And now I wear this coat of sweet victory. For Jesus took my old coat and now I can see. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! He screamed to the top of his lungs, but Jesus never heard his scream. He felt it. What stopped him? What stopped Jesus? The faith of blind Bartimaeus. He had a sincere heart, and the prophet of God said, Christ will appear over any sincere heart, any honest heart, no matter how insignificant we may seem to be. Amen. He had the same thing the woman had that touched his garment. He had the same thing. Faith. Oh my, Jesus stopped and turned and looked around just as he did with the woman who touched his garment. His voice perhaps never touched him, but his faith touched him. That's the kind of touch that Jesus wants to feel from this church tonight. Not our voice, but our faith. We might scream to the top of our voice. That wouldn't touch him. It's our faith that reaches out and touches him. That's what he's looking for. Someone who has faith. Someone who can believe that all things are possible. Amen. If thou can believe. Amen. You see, brother and sister, it's a warfare. I feel it right now. There's a warfare. That's right. It's in this building right now. Satan trying to get you not to believe. Amen. Listen to this quote right here. This little lady sitting right here, second one in the right back there. She's bothered with nervousness too. Isn't that right, lady? See what I mean? This demon knows if this woman will halfway believe. He said, brother, I don't know if I can believe all the way or not. Well, I ask you, my brother, my sister, can you halfway believe? Maybe you don't have enough strength tonight. Maybe you don't have enough strength, Charlie, to have one good amen. But if you can just halfway believe. If you could just halfway believe. Listen to this quote. The demon knows. If the woman will halfway believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and I'm his prophet, he'll have to leave her. So if the demon knows that, what do you reckon he's going to try to get her to do? He's going to try to get her to believe that Jesus wasn't the Son of God and Brother Branham wasn't his prophet. So all those people that's defecting the message, believing Brother Branham is not his prophet, I wonder what they're anointed by. Come on, friends. This is a quote right here. This is a quote. This demon knows if the woman will halfway believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and I'm his prophet, it'll have to leave her. That demon was calling to that one for help. The demons were talking to one another, calling for help. Help, help, come help me accumulate unbelief. Help me accumulate unbelief. Don't you see, friends? That's what he does tonight. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to accumulate unbelief. But I say, let's run unbelief out of here. That demon was calling for help to accumulate unbelief. But he's lost the battle. Why did he lose the battle? Because she believed. Sure he has. He's lost the battle. Sure he has. Faith is gathering. Oh God, let faith gather in this building tonight, Lord. Let it come like a great storm cloud. That it would gather in this building. That it would happen. Oh, what could happen? What could happen right here if faith would start gathering here like a great storm cloud, like a great wind, like a great hurricane, just a circling motion of faith in this building. What could happen right now? I tell you, there would not be a feeble one among us. Oh God, let it tonight, Lord. The healer's passing by. Now can I have, just listen, the healer's passing by. Listen, the form that he's passing by in doesn't matter. See, that's what Satan tried. Well, if Brother Donnie was here, or if Brother Brennan was here, or if Jesus was here, but if you can only realize, the form doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what form he's in. If you can see he's here, he can help you. Brother Biscoe said he'll be just as real to you as your faith can declare him to be. The form he's passing by and doesn't matter. It's recognizing his presence. Remember the black sister down in Jonesboro, Arkansas. You know the story, the blind girl. She got separated from her father. She was blind. Now let me just say, they had called Brother Brennan. Brother Brennan had been on the platform for 8 days and nights. There's a woman that they brought in an ambulance that was dying. They took Brother Brennan out of the meeting to the ambulance. He climbed up in the ambulance, prayed for the woman. God healed the woman, and he got out of the ambulance. Now he was outside. The people out there didn't recognize him because they couldn't even get into the tent. They couldn't even get to where he was at. So they hadn't even seen him. They didn't know who he was. They just know somebody was in there, and great things were happening. So they didn't know Brother Brennan. So he was out there walking right among the people, and they was looking so hard for him. And he passed right by them. And I wonder if Jesus could pass right by your bench tonight. And you wouldn't recognize him because you thought he had to be in a certain form. Oh, God, help us tonight. So Brother Branham was walking around. He'd been there 8 days and nights, and they ate on the platform and everything else. He's out there, and he saw this black girl. And she was saying, "Someone have mercy on me. I'm blind. I'm lost." Brother Branham said, "I got myself in position so she would have to bump into me." And I waited. And she bumped into me. She said, "Excuse me." And I said, "What do you want?" She said, I'm just going to read it the way he said it, okay? She said, "I've lost my father." She said, "I can't find him. I'm blind, sir. I'm blind." He said, "Where are you from?" She said, "I'm from Memphis." I looked over there and I seen a bunch of chartered buses. I was at Jonesboro, Arkansas, and looked and seen that chartered bus sitting there. I seen one of them said Memphis. I said, "What are you doing over here?" She said, "I've come to see the healer." And I said, "The what?" She said, "The healer. I comes to see the healer." I said, "Nobody, 8 days is where I was at the platform, 4 days and nights without even leaving the platform, praying for the sick. I slept the platform, ate at the platform, what I could eat." I said, "Do you believe that to be true?" She said, "Yes, sir." Amen. I said, "But we have such fine doctors today." She said, "But they can't help me." She said, "They can't help me." She said, "Sir, when I was a little girl, I had cataracts. They come in my eyes. The doctors told me when they got right." Brother Bram said, "I didn't know what she meant, but those of you who had cataract surgery, you know what? You really have to get right before they can take them out." She said, "I didn't know what she meant by that. They'd have to wait till they take them out." And she said, "Now they've wrapped around the optic nerve in my eye, and if they pull the cataract out, they take my eyes out." She said, "I heard on the radio that a man up here in Kennett, been blind 12 years, received his sight." Brother Bram said, "That's what had happened that morning." She said, "I come to see if I could see the man." And I said, "They tell me I can't even get near the place." And she said, "I've lost my father and I'm blind and nobody will help me to the bus." Oh my. Amen. That just breaks my heart. Yeah. I'm blind, I've lost my father and nobody won't help me to the bus. And I said, "Do you believe that about that angel?" She said, "Yes, sir." I said, "Do you believe that that man would pray for you, you'd get well?" She said, "I'll tell you what you do. If you'll take me by the hand and lead me to where he's at, I'll find my father myself." Hallelujah! He said, "That was just too much for me." I said, "Do you believe that's the truth?" He said, "Yes, yes, sir." I said, "Perhaps I'm the one you're supposed to see." And she grabbed me. She said, "Are you the healer? Are you the healer?" I said, "No, ma'am. I'm Brother Branham." I said, "Jesus is the healer." She said, "Brother Branham, don't pass me by. Don't pass me by, Brother Branham. Don't pass me by." The poor blind girl standing there. I said, "Sure, sister. I wouldn't pass you by." Amen. And I'm sure God won't. Amen. Oh God, friends, if I could tonight, I'd heal every person in this building. Sure. If I could, I'd restore every marriage. I would. There'd be no blind children. There'd be no little girls in wheelchairs. There'd be no bad arms. Wouldn't you? If I could, I would. I'd heal every person. I've been places before, Walmart, see a little girl in a wheelchair, a little boy in a wheelchair. Always try to find some way to get over next to him, just bump into him a little bit, just say a little prayer for him. But just something about it just touches my heart. Amen. I guess because I said, if Jessica being in one, I don't know. But if I could, I would. I'd restore every family. If I'm a man and I feel that way as a man, how much more does God feel that way tonight? She said, have mercy on me. He said, I thought of poor old blind Fanny Crosby. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. See, he had healed one, he could heal her. I put my hands over on her eyes. I said, dear Jesus, one day an old rugged cross come bumping down the street, the shoulders with blood running out of them, that little frail body that was packing it fell under the load. Colored man by the name of Simeon of Cyrene came up and picked up the cross, helped him bear it. I'm sure you remember it, Father. One of his children is staggering here in darkness. I'm sure you understand. And she said, glory to God, I can see. I said, can you see? She said, yes, sir, I can see, I can see. I said, count them lights. She counted them. I said, what's the color suit I got on? She said, you got on a gray suit with a yellow tie. That was it. She could see. Oh, God, that same healer is coming to you tonight. What form he comes in does not matter. Tonight I thought I would talk a little on faith for a while, just to build up Christian faith, to find out that one of the greatest hindrances of the church has got today is that they're scared to death. What are you scared about? That's what I'm wondering, if you would just only realize who you are. You don't know who you are. The healer is coming by. The form does not matter. The form he comes in does not matter. You don't know who you are. You don't know who's sitting next to you. Oh, you say, that's my neighbor. I know him. All right. But he's a son of God. See, that's right. Adopted by Jesus Christ in the family. That's a daughter of God sitting next to you. And who are you? If you're a Christian believer, you're a son and daughter of God. What are you scared about? No need of being scared. As long as the devil can keep you scared. That's all he wants to do. He's got you right then. Jesus rose up. He said, fear not, I'm he that was dead. I'm alive forevermore. I have the keys of death and hell. That's right. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The only way he would be any different than he was yesterday would be the corporal body. His corporal body is at the right hand of the Father's throne, making intercession upon our confession. And anything that he died for, any attribute his atonement's called for, it's our personal property. He's the same in every way, but that corporal body. Well, if he's the same and that body's there, what body is he in tonight? He's in this body. Do you see him here? He's here right now. He's in that person beside you. That's why Jesus said, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Amen. Oh God, he's coming to you today in the form of his word. A little while the world seem in order, but you shall see me. I'll be with you even in you. He's come to call you back to health. The master has come. He calls for you. Oh, sinner. Oh, sick person. Don't you see the master manifested in human beings? Amen. Between believers. Right. Manifested in human beings. Between believers. That's why your attitude is so important. Amen. That's why you can come with a bad attitude and knock somebody out of healing. Right. Come on, friends. We got to come through that door ready to receive, ready to give our all. Remember the sign? This day I give my all. That would be our attitude. We still need that sign at the back of the building. This day I give my all. Amen. He's come to call. He's believing children to health. Amen. Don't you see the master's manifesting human beings between believers? He's come to call his believing children to health. He's come to call the sinner to repentance, the backslider, the church master, the church member. The master has come and he calls for you. I want to share something with you. When Jess was hurt in 1995, I was at the chapel at Houston Valley Hospital, laying in the floor of the chapel. I'll tell you right now, I could care less who heard me pray. Brother Terry, I prayed to the top of my lungs because my baby was dying and nobody could help my baby. And so I was there in the chapel laying on the floor. People could walk right by the hallway. They could look in the window. They could see me laying there. But I didn't care. I worked with those people. My wife worked with those people. They knew us. They knew us there at that hospital. But I didn't care, Brother Charlie, who knew me. And laying there on that floor, I began to cry out to Jesus. And I said these words. I said, Jesus, if you was here like you was 2,000 years ago in the body called Jesus, I said, all I'd have to do
is touch the hem of your garment.
And I said, I could take my baby home. I could go up there and get her. And I could take her home. I said, but you're not here like you were then in that body called Jesus. And while I was laying there, the Lord spoke these words to me. Never forget this. I said, if you was here, I could just touch your garment. I said, but you're not here in that body called, you understand what I was saying? You're not here in that body called Jesus. The corporal body is at the right hand of the Father. We just read the quote. But laying there, Brother Wes, the Lord spoke to my heart these words. But my bride is here. My bride is here. You touch her, you've touched me. I jumped up, Brother Terry, because I realized all I had to do is get Brother Keith, get Brother Tim, get Brother Samuel, get Brother West, get Brother Craig. All I have to do is get you to come to the hospital
and pray for my daughter.
And it was just the same as Jesus praying. Because you see, that's where He's at today. He's right here tonight in you. In you. Do you realize the power that is within us, Brother Gene? As a believer. Think of it, friends. If you've touched my bride, then you've touched me. The form He comes in doesn't matter. The healer is coming by. He's here today in the manifestation of the Word for this hour, doing the same thing He did when He was here. Reach out and touch Him. Let your faith reach out and touch Him. Let your faith declare that He's here. You can stop Him tonight. You can touch Him tonight by believing this is His Word. This is the hour. This is the bride's hour. I'm closing. Listen, don't let the devil kick you around. That's the trouble of it today. Another Christian person sitting back here sick. If they only knew that they were sons and daughters of God, now living with Christ, not will be, now you are the sons of God. Now you've got the Pentecostal blessing. The day of Pentecost fully come 1900 years ago, and it's never left yet. And it never will leave till Jesus comes. The Pentecostal blessing is here. Yes, sir. Now is the hour. Now is the time. Now is the acceptable hour. This is the acceptable year of the Lord. This is when healing is supposed to be. This is when miracles are supposed to take place. This is when Christ is revealing Himself. Here we are now, not in the future. The devil wants to push it off in the future. That's Catholicism. Now is the day. Now is the hour. This is the time. This is the place. Right now, this day, this hour, your time. Your day, you touch my bride, you touch me, amen. We see the promise being fulfilled. Christ in the true headship, coming to His bride, doing the same works He did when He was here. The head and the body are becoming one in works, in signs, in wonders, in life, vindicated by God Himself through the promised word of the last days. If you're spiritual, you'll catch it. He said, if you're spiritual, you'll catch it. We see the end time signs of the Holy Ghost return back upon the people as it was in the days of Lot. How the Holy Spirit worked through that human flesh there. That was God manifested in the flesh. How God would man Himself in His bride in the last day. God would man Himself in. In other words, God would become flesh once again. That's why the prophet of God said, once more the world will hear from God. It'll be through His bride, because God has manned Himself in to His body of believers on the earth. And now the only God Laodicea will ever see is you. When you walk down the... Oh, hallelujah! When we walk down the street filled with the Holy Ghost, we are God's manifested word for the hour, and signs follow the believers. come today in the form of His Word. He's calling us back to health. He's calling. The Master has come. And He calls for you, oh sinner friend, oh sick person. Don't you see the Master manifested in human beings between believers? He's come to call His believing children to health. He's come to call the sinner to repentance, the backslider, the church member. The Master has come tonight. He calls for you.
Amen.
There's a healer coming by. He's passing by right now. He's here in this building tonight. Just reach out and touch Him. Just reach out and touch Him. The blood pressure will leave you. The high blood pressure will leave. The nervousness will leave. The fear will leave. The condemnation will leave. Just reach out and touch the Lord tonight. If you can believe like the beggar can. If you can believe like that beggar can tonight. Those of you who are sick like our sister's coming tonight. That's it. That's it, sister. Anyone else tonight, you come believing. Come tonight. Get up. Throw down your beggar's robe. Throw down that arthritis robe. Throw down that sickness. Throw it down tonight. I'm coming well. I'm coming healed. I'm tired of back trouble. I'm tired of nervousness. I'm tired. Oh, my brother, my sister, look at the prayer list tonight. Look how long the prayer list was. How many needs. Somebody come stand for Sam Clark tonight. Somebody come stand for Betty Waller tonight. Somebody come and stand tonight. Come tonight. If you're not sick, come stand for somebody that is tonight. If we are believers, I'm casting down. I rebuke that unbelief tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Come tonight. Believe it tonight. Believe Him tonight. This is your hour. This is your day. This is your time. This is your season. Cast it down today. Just lay it down today. Just like He did. You can do it too. Your faith can stop Him. He's here, friends. The promise of His Word. He said, oh, I don't feel it, Brother Darrell. He never said, did you feel it? Do you believe it? If thou can believe.
Amen.
Where is He at today? Where is He at today? He's in His believers. Who has a right to pray for the sick? You do. We have a right to lay hands on one another. These signs shall follow them. It's not me. It's not Brother Donnie. It's not Brother Branham. It's not Brother Biscoe. It's not Brother Tim. It's Jesus Christ and His people. It's the mother. It's the daughter. It's the young person. It's the old person. It's every one of us tonight. He's here with us tonight. Here, He's come to call us back to health tonight. He's come to call us back to health tonight. Do you believe Him, friends? Do you see what's laying within you? Do you recognize your position as a son and daughter of God tonight? I can lay my hands upon my brother, my sister in need tonight. Oh, my God. Father, I've been praying tonight, Lord. Brother Jack has got to face that operation in the morning. Brother Jim Maxwell's daughter, Lord, that operation. Oh, God, I ask You tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, between now and then, let something sweep through the room, God. I believe You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. I believe the promise of Your Word is true tonight. Oh, God, there's many here, Lord. Broken homes, Father. But, oh, God, I pray tonight. May You, the God of restoration, may You restore tonight, Father. Those, Lord, who are going through hard times, difficult times, trouble in their mind, trouble in their nerves, troubles in their body. Those going through menopause tonight. Those going through arthritis, God. Sugar diabetes, Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, tonight. Those, God, who have suffered with cataracts. Those that are suffering with eye trouble tonight. Those that are suffering with back trouble tonight. But we believe You, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. I believe You, dear God. And we lay our hands upon one another. Flow through us, Holy Spirit, tonight. Flow through the people tonight, dear God. You're in the house, Lord. You're here tonight. The Word declares You're here tonight. The prophet declares You're here tonight, Lord. I pray in the name of Almighty God tonight. May You move, dear God, upon every need as we lay hands upon one another. Satan, You're defeated. Come out of the people tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. We're casting down our robe. We're casting down our fear tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's it. Pray for one another. Reach out for one another. Intercede for one another. He's in the house tonight. The healer has come by. The one who stops the blood issue. He can stop that tonight. He can help you tonight. He's here. He wants to heal you 1,000 times more than you want to be healed. Reach out to Him tonight. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Heavenly Father, oh God, I've seen that sister in France. You took her off that walker, Lord, and set her free. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Move up on our dear sister tonight, God, who stepped out by faith tonight. Honor her faith, I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Grant it, Father, I pray, in Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Who the Son has made free is free indeed. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Grant it tonight, Almighty God. In the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for my brother's father tonight, God. Have mercy upon him tonight, Lord Jesus. Strengthen his body, I pray. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, I pray for sister's family tonight. Restore her family, Lord, I ask you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Grant it tonight, oh God. In Jesus Christ's name. In Jesus Christ's name. You believe God loves you tonight? You believe God wants to help you tonight? Just lay it, whatever it is, just lay it at his feet tonight and receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Grant it, oh Father God, tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord God tonight. Lord, you see my brother's need tonight. Oh, Father, I believe your word to be true. Grant it tonight, I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Heavenly Father, I pray for our brother tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Oh, God, I grant it, Lord. May the word become real to her, I pray. Grant it, Lord Jesus, tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, call him on the scene tonight. Call him on the scene tonight. Oh, let your face stop him tonight. Then Jesus stopped. Oh, the prophet said, I want to preach on that one day. Then Jesus stopped. In the name of Jesus, grant it tonight, Heavenly Father. Grant it tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Oh, Heavenly Father, you see our sister's need tonight. Grant it, oh God. Help her, Lord, I pray. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, you see mother's need tonight. I ask you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, touch her body tonight, Lord. Grant it, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Oh, Heavenly Father, grant it, Lord Jesus, I pray tonight. In the name of Jesus, grant it, I pray, Father. Oh, God, you see the needs tonight, Lord. Father, I just ask you, Lord, you'd move for our sister tonight, Lord. You see the affliction in her body, Lord. Help her tonight, I pray. God bless our brother tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, heal my brother's back trouble tonight, I pray. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I pray for sis tonight, Lord. I pray for her children tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. May you grant it, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Father, I pray for Brother Terry Stockton tonight, Lord. God, you see his need. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the Holy Spirit go to my brother tonight and touch his body. Heavenly Father, I pray for Brother Larry Elliott tonight, struggling, Lord, from the heart surgery. God, touch his body and strengthen him. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Heavenly Father, I pray tonight for Brother Jim Babb, Lord. Pneumonia, God, in his left lung. Oh, God, may it leave him by the rising of the three suns. May it be go. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Grant it, oh God, I pray. Father, I pray for Sister Betty Waller, Lord. You see the need in her body. I pray for Brother Jeff Nunley tonight, Lord. I pray for Brother Sam Clark tonight, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, may your spirit move upon them tonight, God. Wherever they're at right now, touch them, Lord, and make them whole, we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Grant it, Lord God. Grant it, Lord God, tonight. Grant it, Lord God. Grant it, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, do you believe him tonight? Oh, receive your healing tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Amen. The little girl was lying there. People all were weeping. They just laughed at Jesus when he said she's only sleeping. And as he took her by the hand, she began to live again. Some began to praise the Lord.
Some begin to say, he's in the house, death has to flee. Now there is light where darkness used to be. Now there is hope,
there's no
doubt. Praise his name, praise his name. He's in the house. Little girl was lying there, people all were weeping. They just laughed at Jesus when he said she's only sleeping. As he took her by, amen, she began to live again. Some began to praise the Lord. Some began to say, he's in the house, death has to flee. Now there is life where darkness used to be. There is hope, there's no more doubt. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He's in this house. He's in this house. Death has to flee. Now there is hope
where darkness
used to be. Now there is hope. There's no more doubt. Praise his name. Praise his name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can we just raise our hands to him tonight? Can you just receive your healing tonight? He's here, friends. Just call him on the scene tonight. Just thank him tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Heavenly Father, how we worship you tonight, God. How we praise you tonight, Lord Jesus. Knowing, dear God, you're the chain breaker. You're the way maker tonight, Father. How we worship you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Do you love him tonight? There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is healing in the name of Jesus. Let it flow through you now. There is healing. Let him take the healing sickness out. Let the healing flow in now. Just worship him now. Receive it. Amen. There is healing in the name of Jesus. Break every chain. 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 There's an army rising up. Oh, there's an army rising up. Oh, hallelujah.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. We receive our healing tonight. I hear those chains falling. I hear those chains falling. I hear those sickness dropping off tonight. Oh, we are free. Whom the Son has made free is free indeed. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Where's Brother Harry at? Brother Harry, see if you make your way to the organ. If you want to go back to your seat, you're welcome to tonight. How many believes God's done something for you? Amen. Just go testify of it. Just go believe in it. Amen. You will get well. Hallelujah. I believe him tonight. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I know that song. I don't know the name of it. It's about somebody in prison. Jesus comes across the sea.
There's no one greater than Jesus. There's no one greater than Jesus. There's no one greater than Jesus. Oh, I was so bound up, my life was so tied up, no peace within. Chains could not hold me, confused, so lonely. Shackled with sin. Who is that coming from the other side of the sea? His eyes of compassion, they're piercing to me. I was talk of conversation for my multiple relations. I was shackled with sin. My lifestyle so bound. There was Messiah sitting on a well. My story of life he began to tell. I've forgiven you, Samaritan. There's only His name. Touching Jesus is all that really matters. And your life will never be the same. There's only one way to touch Him. You just believe when you call on His name. Touching Jesus is all that really matters. Never be the same. There is only one. Just believe when you call His name. My God is awesome. He's awesome. Awesome, awesome, my God is awesome. Yes, He's awesome. Awesome, awesome, my God is awesome. He can move a mountain.
Salvation, our God, our comfort, our strength. Amen. Hallelujah. He's awesome. He's just awesome. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord, I don't even know what to do. Oh, don't you just love Him tonight? Amen. Let's just pray for our sister and we'll dismiss. Amen. Amen.
Worship You, Almighty God. There is none like You. I worship You, O Prince.
She richly bear prayer.
Lord bless you.
Amen. You know, I don't know a whole lot of things. I'm not a very smart person. But one thing I do know is that one day I was out in the yard raking leaves, and after the Lord had gave Jessica back to me, as a car come down the road, and Jessica was just a little thing, 6-year-old, something like that. She was out playing in the yard. The car begins to slow down, and of course,
this day and time you're concerned when a car slows down in front of your house and your children's in the yard. So I was looking to kind of see what was going on. The gentleman got down low in the seat and he tooted the horn. And he waved at Jessica because he recognized that she was the little girl in the accident. And then he saw me and he waved, gave me a thumbs up. I went on down the road and I started raking leaves, Brother Harry. And it just dawned on me. The same Lord Jesus who went to Jairus' house. And no doubt Jairus' daughter was out in the yard playing. Somebody come walking by or riding by in a chariot. Perhaps waved at her. And it just dawned on me that the same Lord Jesus that went to Jairus' house had come to my house. And that same Lord Jesus has stopped by Happy Valley tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. When He comes in, death goes out.
Amen.
When He comes in, fear goes out.
Amen.
May God richly bless you. Have you believed the Lord's touched you tonight? There's some great needs among us, friends. But let's just believe. Let's just go home believing that these needs on this prayer list, there'll be testimony after testimony
Amen.
After testimony. You mean because you preached? No, I'm nothing. Not because I preached, but because you laid hands on one another. Because that's where He's at in this hour.
Amen.
Amen. You know what we're going to do? We're going to keep pressing on. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
May God richly bless you. Certainly enjoyed being here. We're going to fly out early Friday and join Brother Donnie and Brother Daniel up in Illinois for the hunt. So we desire your prayers. Let's rest a few days. And then we got Arizona, British Columbia, and Portland, Oregon coming up before the end of the year. So we desire your prayers. The Lord just be with us. And I just certainly enjoyed being here. And
amen.
Amen. Aunt Ruth, I believe you're going to be okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Isn't He good? Sing it, Brother Eric. You know I can't sing.
Gonna keep pressing.
God bless you, sis. You're just missing the Lord.
Keep pressing on. I gotta keep pressing on to the higher calling of my Lord. Little bride, keep pressing.
Just say, Satan, I'll prove you a liar again. I gotta keep pressing on and on and on, pressing on. I gotta keep pressing on to the higher calling of my pressing on and on, pressing on. I gotta keep pressing on to the higher calling of my Lord. Satan tries to stop you. No need for you to go on. Why even try? Even if there was a rapture, you'll never make it in. Why don't you just say, Satan, I prove you a liar again. I'm gonna keep pressing on and on and on. I gotta keep pressing on.
keep pressing.